DiscerningHearts.com, in association with Seeking Truth Catholic Bible Study, presents The O Antiphons. O Clavis David. O Key of David and Scepter of the House of Israel, you open and no one can shut. You shut and no one can open. Come and lead the prisoners from the prison house, those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
What solace there is in this antiphon. In the 8th century BC, King Hezekiah saw very troubled times. Sargon the Assyrian had invaded. Sennacherib had invaded. Lord Byron himself wrote a poem that says, "The Assyrian came down like the wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold." The Israelites were saved by an angel who smote the invaders with the plague and drew 185,000 into the dark of night. Hezekiah then started a renewal, a revival, which included the suppression of idolatry. The people had taken false gods and other husbands instead of God exclusively as their own. Now Hezekiah was a descendant of King David, a foreshadowing figure of Christ who was to come. Hezekiah cleansed the temple. Hezekiah rose from a dire illness on the third day. Hezekiah gave the key of David to his own steward, Eliakim, all of his authority, all authority of the office of kingship to be handed on. We can read about that in the Advent prophet Isaiah, chapter 22. On that day, I will call my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and will clothe him with your robe and bind your sash on him. I will commit your authority to his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. David, he shall open and no one shall shut. He shall shut, and no one shall open. I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place, and he will become a throne of honor to his ancestral house. And they will hang on him the whole weight of his ancestral house, the offspring and issue, every small vessel, from the cups to all the flagons. And on that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a secure place will give way. It will be cut down and fall, and the load that was on it will perish. For the Lord has spoken. When we hear Isaiah 22:22, "And I will lay the key of the house of David upon his shoulder," we may recall some other words of Isaiah, that the government shall be upon his shoulder. And when we read, "He shall open, none shall shut, what he shall shut, none shall open," we can't help but think of Jesus from the Davidic line. Jesus giving those keys of the kingdom to Saint Peter, giving Peter the power and the authority in that office to loose and to bind. Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 16, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Jesus would pass the government of his earthly kingdom over to Peter. And he left his earthly post at his ascension back to the right hand of the Father. The governing shall then be upon the shoulder of Peter. The Lord gave Peter authority to loose and to bind. He gave all his new priests an authority over sin in John chapter 20. Jesus enters through locked doors and showed them his pierced hands and his pierced side. And the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then he said this, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Jesus had to first win those keys. The key to unlock sin, the key to unlock death, the two things that separated all of fallen humanity from the Father's gate. Jesus won those keys. He won those keys to open up access back to the Father, so that one day we might see him face to face again as he really is in the glory of the Trinity. David's key is also referenced in John's vision in Revelation chapter 3. These are the words of the Holy One, the true one. One has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Lord, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. Jesus Christ has opened that door back to the Father. Jesus was victorious. No one can shut it back up again. It's wide open. The priesthood is going to be the gatekeeper. They will be the gatekeeper with the authority to forgive sins. The Pope will have the authority on earth to hold the office with those keys. The Lord who came in history will come again at history's end to point the way to his return. He gave us a visible point of reference, someone to exercise God's own authority to open and to shut, to loose and to bind. He gave us his church with a vicar in the person of the Apostle Peter and all of Peter's successors right up to Pope Francis in a direct line of succession, unbroken. The key was David's, which means the key is the Lord Jesus Christ in the Davidic line of David's kingship. And that means that the one who was given the keys acts with Christ's kingly authority and speaks with Christ's kingly voice. And when he acts and teaches for the church, Christ's kingdom on earth has come. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ won the key over sin. He won the key over death. He fulfilled the debt incurred by the sin of the whole human race for every generation. He ransomed captive Israel. He ransomed captive, imprisoned spirits who were waiting for him in a holding pattern to preach his euangelion, his gospel of good news of salvation. He has ransomed us. He has unlocked us, all of us who were waiting, all of us who were held captive by original sin and all the other plethora of sins we have committed. Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. All we have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah had prophesied, I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open, and no one shall shut. He shall shut, and no one shall open. His authority shall continually grow. There shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Isaiah 42, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and they that sit in darkness, to bring them out of the prison house. And so we pray this evening the O Antiphon, O Key of David, Clavis David, the scepter of the house of Israel, who opens and no man shuts, who shuts and no man opens. Come and lead forth the captive who sits in the shadow from his prison.